You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Trending report this time around, a survey on swearing on a regular basis. If you have a potty mouth, at what age would you say you started doing it regularly?
3.
Yeah, there's some people actually. They found that there's actually 10% of people who were cursing on a regular basis by the time they were 10. Interesting is that 48% of people claim they were not influenced by their parents because they grew up in a household where profanity was rarely used.
Well, where are they learning these filthy words?
As we've pointed out on this show many times, it's all about your peers, man. It's all about your friends. Regularly, how old were you when you were cursing? I was probably 16, 17.
Elementary school, like not in front of anybody, but recess every day. I mean, it was a regular occurrence.
Counts as regular.
Regular every day.
I guess. What else is going on? Today's World Poetry Day. Go ahead, bust one out for me.
Yeah, no.
I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree.
Cute.
Poetry, I just, doesn't resonate with me.
No.
I want it to. You know, you hear people talk about, you know, reading French poetry and doing stuff like that, and it sounds so cool, but I'm like, it doesn't click with me. Does it with you at all?
No.
I don't even think so. You don't strike me as a poetry guy.
No.
How much are you spending each month on your streaming services? Have you added yours up?
Not recently, but yeah, there's quite a few going.
Think it's over $100?
Could be. I mean, Prime, Netflix. Do I count Hulu and Disney? Because that's included in my Verizon. That's included. So I don't know if I can count
those. Is there a line on your Verizon bill for it, though?
I don't think so. I haven't looked at my Verizon bill in probably 5 years. I don't know.
Yeah, ask Nicole next time she's doing that stuff to look and see if there's a line on your bill that says how much for that. Anyway, they say the average American is dropping $61 a month. And the average American has 4 different services that they stream.
That seems about right.
Mm-hmm, it
does, every time
actually.
I drop one, I pick one up. Like, I dropped Apple and I picked up MGM. And I'm thinking about dabbling in Paramount. So, we'll see.
Wow.
Now that summer's coming, though, I usually shut most of them down. Because we don't watch TV in the summers. We're outside doing things. So,
I go 6 months without YouTube TV, which is the big one, because that's now $70
like
a month.
$80 or something, yeah.
I'm like, well, I won't have that back until football season. They ask people about the grossest foods out there.
My mom's goulash.
Goulash is not on the list. People love
their
goulash.
I hate goulash.
Black licorice was number one.
Like it.
59% of people say yuck. I don't know. I like black licorice.
Me too.
Blue cheese was number two. That's the big yucky for me. 42% say it's gross. Olives number three. Then beets. Beets.
Beets are gross.
I got it. They say only 30% of people think beets are gross. That can't be right.
Beets are nasty. And the reason I don't eat them is my mom had a giant beet garden growing up, and we had to go out every summer, pick the beets, and then can them. And we had canned beets all winter long, and that is nasty.
Foul. What parent does that? That's child abuse.
It is.
Raisins were number 5, mushrooms number 6.
Is it weird that I just received a text from Verizon that said, are you looking to upgrade your account?
I hear you, man.
That makes me uncomfortable.
Text back and say, what are you charging me for those streaming services?
I'm going to text back and say, why don't you leave me alone?
What part of my phone bill is that?
That's creepy. Hopefully that was just a huge coincidence.
A coinky dink. Denver and Jefferson County are talking about adding to the W line of light rail. Right now it stops at the government offices in Golden, good old Taj Mahal out there. But they're talking about, and like doing some sort of study, see who can pay for it, of extending that line so that people can ride it out to Red Rocks.
Okay.
I'm on board with this. I think that's a great idea. We'll see if it ever comes to be. And congratulations to the CU Buffs men's basketball team. Yesterday we were congratulating CSU. Today it's CU. Both of those teams now are officially in the tournament. They both won their play-in games. CU beat Boise State last night. So now you got CU, CSU, and the CU women And they will be playing their first tournament game tomorrow. So it's exciting bracket time around the U.S. of A. So good luck, and hopefully you don't get your bracket busted in the first weekend. What else is trending out there?
Well, this is a huge local story this morning. A Denver movie theater that's been around since 1927. You can roll in and get yourself a nice sarsaparilla and watch the movie with your favorite gal. The Esquire Theater. Down there on Downing Street, shutting the doors, shutting her down. They say it's not going to be demolished. They do plan to repurpose the existing building with upscale office, restaurant, and retail space. Yay, that sounds really unique and fun.
Just what we need.
Why didn't somebody else just buy the Esquire, renovate it a little bit, and keep it the way it is?
I don't know.
That's weird. Anyway, it's a fairly iconic place. Shows a lot of independent movies. And yeah, I don't think you can wander in and see the Avengers or anything there. No. Anyway.
The last movie I saw there was that one that I raved about where Melissa McCarthy did a serious role.
Okay.
What was it called? Can You Ever Forgive Me or something like that?
I don't know.
She was so good at it. And I was telling people, hey, Melissa McCarthy, yeah, she's funny. But man, does she need to do more serious roles, because she's kicked ass in
that.
Speaking of ass, I saw that at the Esquire, and those seats were so uncomfortable. That might be why they're shutting down.
They need to put Lazy Boys in there.
Springs underneath your butt and everything is like, ugh.
The last movie I saw there would be the first movie I saw there. I've never seen anything.
Never been to it. Well, that's why it's closing, because you wouldn't go and support
it. I know it. It's far from my house, though.
You drove past it occasionally.
Yeah, I've driven by it before, sure. This is some great news from the Neuralink, from Elon Musk. So they implanted the Neuralink chip in this guy named Nolan, who's a quadriplegic. And they posted a video yesterday of Nolan playing computer chess all with his brain. This is so cool to me. Nolan is super stoked. He feels incredibly lucky to have been chosen for this experiment. He says he's learning new things every day, and he is just going to be leading the charge now for this Neuralink chip and helping so many people.
Super cool.
So many people, running all sorts of experiments on this guy. So that's pretty darn cool. That's some pretty awesome technology. What else is going on? Don't care about that. There's a Vermont State University offering a course on Weird Al. 1992 Jeremy is pretty happy right now. They're going to analyze what makes good parodies, how you pay tribute to other artists. They're going to go over Al's lyrics, talk about the world when his songs were written. So it's basically just a little class on pop culture, and Weird Al is the focus of it. I'd knock that out as an elective. I would do that.
You know, pop culture meets history, right? So
that's
I can see
neat.
There's some application for it.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. That sounds kind of fun. All right, here's some random stuff.
It just kind of punctuates and underlines that college degrees are freaking worthless.
Yeah,
right?
That class is pretty. It's like signing up for bowling class.
I majored in Weird Al.
There's a bunch of random stuff floating around this morning. There's a study that says women with long, high-quality hair have more frequent sexy time.
How do they define high-quality hair?
I feel like Nick Nack has long, high-quality hair. I'll have to ask her how her sexy time's been.
I want to know what
with
the high-quality
me, preferably.
Part is.
Yeah, you know high-quality hair. Thick, luxurious. It's got a little shine to it. It bounces. Yeah, you know luxurious hair. Come on. High quality. Come on, Dom.
Oh, hair is different. That's why I don't know what would... Like, somebody could have thinner hair, but it could still be high quality.
I don't think so. No.
Well, you're a hairist.
Listen, I love hair. I love hair.
I love hair. Put that on a t-shirt.
I love hair. I am constantly huffing Nick Nack's hair, and it's... I don't think it bothers her, but I'll go up and give her a hug and just... Oh, yeah.
Sounds like you're getting high on the product that she's using more than anything.
I'm just high on her, man. I just love sniffing her hair. Oh. Okay, so there is a woman in Georgia, Dom. You might know her. Flipping out on social media because she is claiming that kids have discovered something new to get high on. I will tell you right now, as I pull up the audio for this that I'll let her explain about it. Here you go.
A couple of the kids had these little bottles of nutmeg in their bags. What do you have nutmeg for? And they were like, oh, culinary class. So then they're at lunch and she's talking to the culinary teacher and she was like, what are you talking about? We're not making anything with nutmeg. The resource officer goes in the classroom, looks in their backpacks, and finds little jars of nutmeg. They're all suspended because these flippin' teenagers have figured out that you can use nutmeg to get high.
These flippin' teenagers?
They're suspended for having nutmeg?
Too much nutmeg. I had no idea that the nutmeg would get you high. Are they, I guess, obviously huffing it, or are they eating it? I don't know. I feel as a parent that you should be alerted to this.
Are they just taking in the aroma, or are they actually snorting the product up into their nasal cavities?
Snorting nutmeg.
Wonder what kind of high that is.
You want to try it?
No, I don't want to try it, but I'm just curious. Because, I mean, different drugs do different things to you, so I'm wondering what that does.
I mean, I feel like it would be a fairly delicious high.
Makes you suddenly want apple pie.
Banana bread or something, yeah. And then let me give you one more piece of audio. This is an Outback Steakhouse in Michigan, and they accidentally got a 12-year-old drunk. Now, this is, I don't know, funny, not funny. Here's the guy talking about it.
It didn't taste like high when I had it the other times, and it just didn't taste normal. My head started hurting when I was leaving, and my heart started beating as I was drinking it.
It's supposed to be a virgin daiquiri, but it says a daiquiri. The diagnosis was accidental exposure to alcohol and accidental ingestion.
That poor kid's like, I didn't feel like I normally feel when I have one of these.
Yeah, he's...
Because you're drunk. I mean, come on. Funny, not
this
funny?
This raises a really serious question,
this
though.
Is it funny,
it's
not
a funny,
funny?
It's a kind of funny story, kind of but funny. It's also not funny.
It's, I don't, could be serious.
I don't know
Nobody
if we're allowed
died.
To laugh at this or not. But it raises a pretty good question. Is it cool to give your kids virgin alcoholic beverages to make
right.
them feel like they're having a cocktail? Right? Can you give them a virgin daiquiri? Or a virgin margarita,
or whatever.
Or are you just
setting them up for a year or a life of alcoholism? Because they're like,
yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Is it not cool to give your kids a virgin cocktail?
That poor kid, though. He's like, he just wanted a virgin daiquiri. Next thing you know, he's out front smoking a cigarette and
he's
trying to start a fight.
He's got nutmeg all everywhere. Yeah.
Trying to fight people. All right, it's not funny, guys. Grow up. All right, let's do this.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page, Dom, you know, and Jeremy on the FB. What?
The term hookers and nutmeg just doesn't have the same...
It really doesn't, does
pizzazz,
it?
...pizzazz, does it?
Hookers and nutmeg. It sounds like a Christmas musical, though, doesn't it? Yeah. Something you'd see at the Esquire. Yeah. Facebook, yeah, I did the shtick. All right, so if you go there, there is a video that you need to check out. Very unique topic today. It's this guy who's talking about how back in the day... they would used to add sawdust to products, like in bakeries and stuff, to kind of stretch profit margins. They would put sawdust in the flour. And so he set out to taste test the sawdust in bread from different types of wood, and he's actually pretty good at it. He's like, that's a cherry tree. That's an oak. Like, I had no idea you could tell taste apart on trees. So anyway, like I said, very unique. Check it out on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Strange.
So strange. I guess it's okay to eat that. It's fibery, I guess. It's. I don't know.
Parts of a pine tree are edible.
I think so. It's really dry bread, though.
You know, it wasn't that long ago that bakers were doing that, by the way. It's not like... 500 years ago. We're talking about 20th century. It was still being done.
Yeah.
Good.